Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdicts, and I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 1, entitled The Day Will Come When You Won't Be. This is our instant cast. We just finished watching.
Right.
Gary, let us know what you thought.
This was an intense episode. I'm still sad. I'm still kind of shaken. Negan is a level 10 villain. I mean, he has the DC and Marvel villains looking at this like, what the fuck? This is crazy.
I will definitely agree with you there. This was hard. Very, very, very hard. I'm so glad it was no more than that hour and 6 minutes that they gave us.
I couldn't take no more.
The whole time I'm looking at my phone and I'm like, oh, it's only 9:30, but so much happened. I'm like, this is like at 9:30, I was good. Like, they could have made it a half hour episode because it was so dark and gruesome for me. You know what?
After two people died, I was like, please just end the episode.
Yeah,
please
just end it now. Just end it now. It was too much. And I don't know. I mean, where to start? I mean, out of respect for the ones that died, let's go ahead and talk about them.
First of all, let's just give a moment of silence for Glenn and Abraham. All right, we're back.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, okay, when we talked about on our predictions last season, and then even we kind of recapped it again in our preview episode.
Right.
We said if we were Negan, we would take out Abraham.
Right.
He was the biggest one there. I mean, yeah. I know he
I said
did
if
the,
Negan was smart, that's what he would do.
That's what he would do. I mean, he did the eeny, meeny, miny, moe, but I think he knew he was going to take Abraham out. And for them to show it to us, like, I was good with them just... Once they looked at Abraham and Abraham gave, like, the deuces sign to Sasha, I was like, okay, y'all don't have to show us no more. Like, I get it. It's Abraham. But then the Glenn thing, that was sad. That was really, really sad.
That was sad. But let's talk about how bold Daryl is.
Okay.
Are you mad at him?
I don't want to get hate, but yeah, I'm kind of disappointed in Daryl. Like, keep your emotions in control. Negan already told you what's going to happen. What was he fussing? I don't even remember why Daryl spoke. Oh, because Negan was trying to make Rosita look at Abraham's body, or either look at Lucille. I'm not sure what he wanted her to look at. But yeah, I am kind of disappointed in Daryl.
I'm not mad at Daryl. I wish Daryl would have hit him multiple times. I wish Daryl would have had the death shot. The one-hitter quitter. I'm not mad at Daryl. In fact, I kind of wish Rick would have stepped up like that.
Why?
But then again, I realized why Rick didn't. Because Rick had a lot to lose. He feel like he's the head of this family. So he has a lot to lose. I don't know. I'm angry that no one killed Negan this episode.
I mean, come on. Negan's going to be a villain for at least, if not the whole season, at least half the season.
And a villain he is.
They gave the governor two whole seasons. They're going to give Negan, and Negan's like...
I can't deal with Negan being a villain two whole seasons.
Yeah.
Yo, Negan, I can't deal with this one day.
It's too dark. Negan's too dark of a character to be two whole seasons.
Too dark.
Even one whole season. Like, we don't want to be depressed every Sunday, you know? So, there has to be a light at the end of this tunnel. And hearing Maggie at the end saying, like, you know what, let's go back and let's fight him. Like, still having that hope, still having that fight, shows me eventually Negan's going to get what's his.
Right. But Negan, not only is he, like I said, a level 10 villain, like the worst villain out there, he's a smart person. I mean, he knew that Rick wouldn't stop. He would keep coming. So he broke him.
Yeah.
He took him along for the ride just to break him.
Yeah, but then even that, he's like, man, you still looking at me the same way you did before. Now, wait, before we go into that, though, let's talk about Glenn's death real quickly.
Do we have to?
Oh, my God. When he told Maggie, did he say, I'll always find you or something?
Right.
Oh,
I'll
then
find you, something like that.
The eye was popped out. Oh, it was bad.
Yo, Glenn, I don't know, he was a warrior. He was a soldier, and Glenn is our day one.
He is definitely day one. He was in the very first episode. That's the first person Rick met. Well,
right.
Excuse me, after Morgan. After Morgan and his son, that was the first person he met.
What, a first person that still ride or die with him?
Well, Morgan came back.
Well, Morgan is a ride with you.
Yeah.
But he's not going to fight or die for you.
Oh, that was so sad. And then he was still talking, and the Negan's like, why are you still talking? Like, oh. For some reason, Glenn's death seemed more painful because Negan gave a speech and everything while Glenn is just sitting there dying.
I thought Abraham's death was painful.
Oh.
I don't think that he could have killed anybody on their knees, and I wouldn't have been emotional.
Yeah.
Because when he killed Abraham, I was like, what the fuck? Why? Why do you have to kill anybody?
I go back to what we said, I believe, on the season finale, where is I think they should have just fought.
They should have just fought.
Now, at the end, when he told Rick, okay, if you don't cut off Carl's arm, I'm going to kill everybody else and everybody else. I don't think I would. I mean, I don't. If I was Rick, I wouldn't do that then, because now you're making the decision for everyone. And especially after Michonne already kind of said, like, we know or whatever, like, we get it. I don't know what I did in that situation. But I think when they first got there and realized they were trapped, they should have just fought.
I think they should have fought before then. When Carl said, let's fight, when there was a few of them, I think they should have fought.
Even though
fight a few to get to many.
Yeah, but let's not think that the people that we saw when Carl was like, let's fight him, when they came upon the road, and there was like 20 of them. Let's not think that there weren't other people hiding in the woods.
But it doesn't matter. If you're going to go out fighting, you need to go out fighting from the beginning.
Yeah.
From the get-go. Because what if those were the only 20 right there in that spot? They could have took those 20 out and then moved on to the next.
Yeah.
But we're far past that.
Yeah, we're past that.
We're past that. We're past the any, many, mighty, mo.
It was sad. It was a very sad episode. It was like every scene, it was like, damn. And then having him go out and fight the zombies and get the axe, like, it was just a lot. I mean, so many times I thought he was going to cut Rick's hand off because
right.
Apparently that's what the governor did to Rick in the comics.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he did. That's, to me, that's hearsay because I never read the comics.
Well, even when he took the alcohol out when he was in the RV still, he took the alcohol off and he started wiping it down. He even had the nerve to wipe it on Rick's shirt. I think they wanted us to think that, because so many times, even when he told Rick to cut off Carl's arm, I thought in the end then he was just going to cut off Rick's arm. So I still kept thinking it was going to happen until pretty much they left.
Right. Me and Nicole, before we start podcasting, we got to get a drink. A strong drink.
Oh, I've seen everybody pretty much say they had to take a shot after Glenn's death. Or after just seeing Abraham. And then Abraham, like Rosita and Sasha having that awkward conversation. But there was no awkwardness in it because they both had love for Abraham.
Right.
You know, we remember Abraham was making plans with Sasha. Talking about maybe they can start a family. And seeing that scene at the very end on that what if they did get to live out their days. It didn't show her pregnant, but it did show like a 4 or 5 year old baby that Glenn and Maggie had together.
Yeah. That was, I mean, Walking Dead tried to dig it in.
Yeah.
When they showed that scene. Like, yeah, if Glenn was still alive, look what would have happened.
This he would live happily happened. Ever after. Right.
Don't do that to us. You did too much already. I'm sad. I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know if I can sleep tonight.
I know. A lot of people were saying that it was tough. I mean, I know it's just a TV show, but I mean, we watch a lot of violent shows. Game of Thrones. We watched Sons of Anarchy when it was on. Breaking Bad. But I don't think it's ever been this gruesome.
This is dark. It is dark time in a zombie apocalypse.
And yes, it is.
And that's funny to say because it's already a zombie apocalypse.
Right.
But it's dark times in these dark times. And then did somebody take a picture at the end?
Oh.
What did he take a picture with?
Well, he had a little Polaroid. Because you remember
okay, cool.
When
I thought he had a little Samsung or something.
No, remember when they went and killed all the people in their sleep? Remember, they had pictures up on their wall, like of all their kills or whatever.
Okay.
So they already knew that those people were sick. So this was also just showing us how sick they are. Like someone is responsible for taking a picture afterwards.
Right. But that's all I have. I have to watch it again, gather my emotions, and try to make the best of our full recap.
Yeah, same here. We will be back Wednesday at the very latest. We'll try to pump it out Tuesday evening with our full recap. We'll go over all our likes and our dislikes and I don't know. It's weird because it feels like all of this were dislikes.
This was a dislike episode.
But they were not show dislikes. They were character, like, why did Negan have to kill Abraham type of thing.
And what is the guy who played Negan?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
That's one scary dude, man.
Yes, you guys might recognize him from Danny on Grey's Anatomy when he was dying, and he was like such a sweet guy. And then he played on The Watchmen. And then most recently, he had like one episode on Shameless, the U.S. version. And then he must have went to The Good Wife because he only had like one or two episodes there. And he was so good on The Good Wife, like that final season of The Good Wife. You guys have to watch it. He was good.
Yeah.
He was good there. So, yeah, he's a really good actor. I saw someone on Facebook wrote he needs to stay in the house for a few days, even though this is, you know.
This is fiction.
This
you
is
know,
fiction.
Some people can't.
They you know, can't separate the two.
Yeah. Fiction for reality. Yeah. Fiction for reality.
Yeah. Fiction from nonfiction or whatever. So, I don't know if he needs to stay in the house. I don't know. But he probably does need to keep a low profile for a day or two. I know if I was him, I would. But, I mean, it's almost like when they killed Ned Stark on Game of Thrones. I'm pretty sure little Joffrey had to stay in the house for a few days after that.
Yeah, this is darker. This is deeper.
Oh, yeah. This is worse.
Negan is a supervillain. Just period.
Yeah.
I never expected any of this to happen. I thought one person may die. I never thought two people would die. And I never thought he'd make Rick cut his son's arm off. Well, he didn't make him. Well, he didn't cut his son's arm off. But I never in a million years thought that would be a request. And Rick was about to do it. But Carl is the real MVP. He said, just do it, Dad.
But you know what? Carl is still young because he clearly isn't phased yet. Like, when Negan was wrapping his arm around with the belt, he's like, does it hurt? He's like, nope. I'm like, damn, Carl, like, just go along with the funk. You see everyone else here crying. Why are you trying to still act like you're big and bold? Just chill out a little bit.
I think sooner or later, Carl is going to take control. And we already said that we think this The Walking Dead is really about Carl.
Carl's story.
It's Carl's story. You know, a lot of people think that Rick's the leader. It's Rick's story. But the more and more I see, and the stronger Carl gets, the older, I'm starting to think this is the Carl story.
Yeah, like for a minute there, I thought they were going to be real bold and kill Rick. For a minute there, I really did. I thought he was going to, at the end, I thought he was going to just hit Rick over.
All right, no, say no more. Say no more.
So.
So people, please, please write in and let us know your thoughts. Let us know your predictions. And give us your I Ain't Fearing Shit Award.
Yep. You can hit us up dead@theverdictsin.com or on Facebook, facebook.com/verdictsin, or Twitter @theverdictsin, and we will discuss your feedback there. Of course, you can always leave us a review and rating as well if you enjoy listening to our podcast on iTunes.
Right.
Until then, we will be back with our full recap. Hopefully, we will have...
We'll be back on Tuesday.
We'll be able to kind of talk it out a little bit more because we'll have a few days to think it over, rewatch it.
Get all our tears out.
Yeah. Come to terms with what we saw.
Hug each other.
Cry it out. Thank you so much for listening to our Instant Cast. We appreciate it. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.